This is another in the biweekly series of reports to the people of Minnesota by Senator Eugene J. McCarthy. Today, Senator McCarthy is questioned about the commitment resolution and the effect of the war on domestic legislation. Senator, the Foreign Relations Committee, of which you're a member, has favorably reported the commitment resolution, which calls for affirmative action by the Congress before committing U.S. forces in most future situations abroad. What's the real need for this resolution, and what's its significance for our foreign policy?
Well, there's no legal need for it. I think it's part of the controversy that's going on between the executive and particularly the Senate over the control of foreign policy. The action on this resolution, I think, is an indirect rejection, really, of the way in which the President and the administration have been using the Tonkin Gulf resolution to try to silence criticism. And I think it has significance as a kind of warning that Congress will be much more careful in the future to give to a president a device such as the Tonkin Gulf resolution, which can then be used against the Congress itself.
The first session of the 90th Congress is about to wind up. It seems clear that some legislation has been cut back or laid aside because of the war in Vietnam. Do you see the second session next year doing better or worse than this year in such areas as poverty and education and civil rights?
Well, I think it depends pretty much on whether the expenditures in the war continue to go up, as it's now indicated they will go up, to whether or not we can keep the economy growing as it has been growing, and thirdly, as to assuming that both of these do go on more or less, and accepting that maybe the cost of the war will be significantly higher. What Congress does, or what the President does, what he recommends by way of bringing the fiscal affairs of the federal government, the balance of payments, and inflation under better control than they are at the present time. I'm hopeful that early next year, when the indicators are relatively clear as to what we can expect in the first quarter, that the administration, the Treasury Department, will be somewhat more realistic in the recommendations which it makes to Congress than it was at the time that it recommended the surtax. I say this for two reasons. One, that the surtax idea was in itself not a particularly good idea. And secondly, it was submitted to the Congress at a time when the economic indicators didn't really justify the recommendation, or at least at a time when the indicators were somewhat uncertain and not very clear. Consequently, many members analyzing the situation at the time the bill was introduced put themselves more or less on record as being against it. Then, 3 or 4 months later, when economic conditions may change somewhat, it's extremely difficult to say, well, I was against the tax 3 months ago, but now I've changed my mind. So on really three counts. One, the timing of the tax, the nature of the tax itself, and in my judgment, the failure of the administration to present it in the context of other proposals, which would have supplemented it, if not altogether replaced it, as an instrument for controlling inflation, improving the balance of payment situation, and generally bringing the economy under better control.
The President recently said that there are no proposals for price and wage controls under consideration now as a way to deal with inflation. Do you see the need for anything like this?
I think that we ought to begin to look to some kind of price and wage controls, especially if the economy heats up next year. I think that in the immediate period, however, that they ought to be looking to imposing some credit controls.
Thank you, Senator. This was another in the biweekly series of reports to the people of Minnesota by Senator Eugene J. McCarthy. We invite you to listen next week to a report by Senator Walter Mondale.